joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens. Mikey, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I learned three things today.
Okay.
First of all, got into the locker room, and it was laid back. They opened the door at 11 o'clock this morning, but talking to the players, you know, they had their 6 a.m. voice. I mean, they're still tired. This is their day off. Like, what are we doing here? And, you know, that thing about, you know, Thursday night football and the short turnaround, it's a real deal, especially for the offensive linemen and trying to get their bodies back. And what did you say? You know, Ellerson said, as a running back, I didn't feel right till Friday. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue. One thing that was really kind of cool is a little camaraderie today. You know, back when Leroy played and Reggie and Adam Timmerman and all those guys, Jamura, they would be playing backgammon or checkers, but they would be sitting in the locker room and they would be there available. But they, you know, because you could see these guys sitting around and yelling and partying and having a good time playing board games. In the last 5 years, that's all dried up because of cell phones. I mean, guys are on their cell phones and they're not playing some video game. They're talking to their friends or social media or whatever. And so today, though, Termon got out the playing cards. And he was there with Tony Brown and the other defensive backs. And the offensive linemen were playing an old dominoes game, which was kind of, you know, warmed my heart because I hadn't seen that in years. You know, Tauscher and Clifton and Scott Wells, those guys used to do that all the time. T.J. Lang and Sitton. So that's kind of a cool thing because, you know, it is a moment to team bond. They've got this huge lounge, too, and guys can go back there and shoot pool and all that stuff that we can't see. But anyway, that was kind of a cool moment.
Mike, it's been a couple of years since I've been down in that Packers locker room. Does anybody have one of the video game systems set up in their locker? I see that sometimes in NFL locker rooms, and guys will sort of gather around that, and they'll have a Fortnite tournament or whatever is the hot game at the time. Is that going on in Packers locker room, or are they not allowed to have the game systems in there?
I've never seen that during media time in the locker room. It might go on, but I doubt it. Guys are either they're talking, they're checking their phone, or they're looking at their iPads on the cut-ups from practice. I spoke to Davante Adams, and he had a really interesting the noise factor at the CenturyLink, you know, former Quest Field where the Seahawks play. It's for real. You know, John Kuhn told me one time, and A.J. Hawk said this, it's so bad that you can go helmet to helmet. You can yell in your teammate's ear hole, either at the 50-yard line or sideline something, and you can't hear it. You don't even waste your voice. And so you really have to go with hand signals. Davante Adams said, what's tough about this game Thursday night is he's got hand signals and nonverbal signals, or they call it, with him and the quarterback. Now, he looks at the snap for when it's time to go. But on Thursday night, he said he and Aaron will have to use up all their hand signals, which teams can get on tape. He said, when we're playing at home, Aaron can use a lot of, you know, he can throw out a word. He can say, you know, raspberry or something, and they know what the code word is, and that saves a lot of their hand signals. So they'll have to burn those up because it's that loud. There seems to be kind of an effort on the media. There was at least three guys today, one in TV, one a national writer, and one our own Ryan Wood, Press Gazette. A lot of guys are going to write a story about Davante Adams that shouldn't he be considered up there with Antonio Brown, Odell, you know, Julio Jones, as like a top five guy, maybe a push for the Pro Bowl or something. So, and Aaron Rodgers was asked about when did he turn the corner. You know, a year ago at this time, you got Davante Adams telling Bill Michaels, yeah, you know, Brett Hundley and I worked out a lot more this year in the offseason. So all of a sudden, Brett Hundley, you know, Davante is the go-to guy, not Jordy Nelson, not Randall Cobb, because Hundley felt like he had chemistry with him. And it also was proving to the offensive coaches, this is the guy we need to direct our offense to, not to Jordy Nelson anymore. And even when Aaron came back for the one game against the Panthers, his primary target was Davante Adams. And Davante got the contract. So it's a little bit of politics, but it's also, you know, being there for the opportunity that Davante sort of planned his plot out that I've got to figure out a way and up in my game. And Rodgers talked about it today at his locker.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top player in this league. He's put himself in those conversations with as best receiver in the NFL. I think he really has. And, you know, Ryan asked a question, I think, last week or after the game about him getting his credit that he deserves, and it's going to come. But the real respect is the coverage that he faces. You know, he doesn't face a lot of one-on-ones. He's getting help. So we got to find ways to keep moving him around in different spots and getting him the ball. But he's such a dynamic player. The great thing about him is that, to me, his success has been gradual as his practice habits have improved. And he's got to watch two of the best to ever do it for us as far as approach in Jordy and Randall. But he practices like a great player. And he sets a great example for our young guys on what it looks like every single day. Just the other day at practice, we had one-on-ones, and it was an absolute clinic by him. And he was going against Jair, who was a very good player. But that's what it means to be a great player, is you bring it every single day. And Devontae is in that category, deserves to be mentioned amongst the names that people talk about as best receivers in the NFL.
This is the problem. The problem I see with this, Clemens, is look at the receivers that have left Green Bay and what they've done since they've left. That's where the hangup is going to be, I think, for possibly some guys that are a little bit jaded on this. Greg Jennings leaves, nothing all that special, right? Jordy Nelson leaves, and you've seen what's happened in Oakland. Now, with all due respect, Oakland's a train wreck anyhow. But if you look at the guys that have left here, I mean, who's really left here and gone on to have equal success somewhere else?
Well, you brought back James Jones, and there, you know, there's something that he had in terms of chemistry. But no, it's the stopwatch was probably what led to those decisions and not bringing those guys back. Oh, by the way, Brian Gutekunst ran into him at the locker room today. So see, he's not doing the Ted thing, where he takes off on Tuesdays and he's there at 5 a.m. at some college campus on Wednesday. I think he stays home and runs the office, unlike Ted, who still thought he was a scout. But Jared Cook, man, I mean, that's the biggest boneheaded decision the last 3 years. Every time I turn on the Raiders, there he is with 6 catches and 100 yards. Why they didn't sign him and they brought in Martellus Bennett, Lance Kendricks, really, really bad mistake. So these guys are getting on the plane here. They take 2 planes. The first one's filled with staff. The second one's with the players and select staff. I heard that Nick Perry is not getting on the plane.
Yeah, there's like 4 guys that aren't going on this trip. Bryce isn't going. Nick Perry isn't going.
Yeah.
Who are the other two there? And Cobb's not going, right?
And Geronimo.
And Geronimo Allison, yep. I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did see Geronimo today in the locker room, but just briefly, is talking to Aaron Rodgers, so I couldn't go up there and ask him how that brain injury actually happened in practice, 2 weeks ago on Thursday, but now he's on the IR. So, you know, the overall mood of the locker room, man, it's they're a little gassed. There is no spark right now, like, oh, this is it now. Here's where we get on our roll and all that. And I think it's because of 12. I mean, they look to Aaron Rodgers to be the superstar who's going to get hot like he did at the end of the Bears game, and he's missing throws. Man, he had MVS wide open across the middle, and like, who are you? We're number 12. There's just some throws he's making that are way off, and that seems to be the difference right now. The defense and their sack total, they got 31, and they're tied for first place now. Well, it's because they got all those sacks and garbage time against the Dolphins and, 4 backup offensive linemen. I mean, the Dolphins, that was amazing that they even stayed on the field, with third stringers on their offensive line. But, we'll see if these guys get it together and they get some adrenaline going. It's Thursday night football. And if they can, compete with Russell Wilson, who Clay today said was interesting. He said, you know what's different about Russell? Yeah, he's a mobile quarterback, but he is so good at looking downfield and looking off receivers while he's running. He's doing that. And that's what makes him really tough, is because it's not like he's looking where to run. He's still working the field downfield to see where Doug Baldwin is or Lockett or those guys. And that's what makes him a tough out.
That's Mike Clemens. Find more of his work at 1057FMTheFan.com, as well as our Facebook page, and he's on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Mikey, appreciate it. We'll talk again on Thursday, my friend.
Thank you, guys.